la maudite des Vichot.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got light blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows.
Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Oh my God. You guys, oh my, that was almost a real Jeffrey Toobin moment. I had not because I was masturbating for once, but I took my laptop off its stand. It was in my lap at a very unflattering angle, and then I was back on screen.
Am I hearing a bird? Did one of you guys?
I believe Dez has a bird. Oh. Where did Dez go? Did Dez leave because he was enraged?
He didn't want me to bring up his bird, I guess.
He's enraged. He left. We lost Dez. All by way of saying hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour with me, Dave, from before. New Jersey chicken rancher Dez, who left. Do you have bonus bird content tonight, Dez? Can Dez not hear?
Maybe a little bit. I can.
No one's complaining.
I can get you the.
We love birds.
Oh wow! We can actually see the little chicken coop.
Look at that! A little slice of paradise in New Jersey.
Doing it from the iPad tonight.
Oh yeah, I was wondering why you have that sort of
on the fly
that angle.
Yeah, you're also coming.
It's pure sex.
You're coming in at about one frame per 10 seconds too.
Yeah, it gives sort of an early internet feel to the show, which I quite enjoy. How are you? Why don't you have it horizontal, Dez? Can Dez hear us? I don't know.
Because I'm on my iPad.
You sound like a 10-second delay.
You're on like a 10-second delay also. This is a goddamn mess. Let's move on. How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm great. We're off to a great start here. Excited.
We are. Well, the show, slick as always. Whether you're watching in the futuristic live cast format or listening a few days later in the futuristic podcast format, our global audience, we have an amazing show. For starters, the room that I'm recording in, the weather seems to have broke Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New York City, it's 7,000 degrees in my office.
Oh, no.
My office, which somehow is rarely heated and rarely air conditioned.
Yeah, I just took a shower, but like it was so humid out today. I basically had like an afro. It was crazy.
Everybody's talking about it, Chris.
I thought so.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. So much to report.
How have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I've been rambling. I apologize. I took off last week because I was so exhausted. I As I was just whining before the show, I've been traveling quite a bit lately. I was in scenic Clinton, Wisconsin about, what is it, a week ago. Mm-hmm. I did a couple shows with country artists and my new friend, Jeremy McComb.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people, they think, Dave, you are only for those big city NPR crowds. Well, guess what? That's not true. I'm popular with all humans. No, it was amazing. I was excited to perform. I never performed shows with a country artist before. Went amazingly well.
The crowd liked you and everything? It wasn't like
they loved me.
It wasn't like a Snoop Dogg situation.
They loved me. I may only perform for country audiences moving forward.
Oh, wow.
This is quite possible. And then I'm going to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut this Thursday at Park City Music Hall, I think it's called, with the Zambonis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I'll be in Atlanta at the Buckhead Theater this Friday for a total blowout.
Hey, were you just at City Winery doing something?
I'm glad you asked, Chris. Yes. What, are you asking me? You know that I was. Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, I've performed there a couple times. I was just there last week. This past Thursday with Bob Odenkirk, Dave Foley, Puddle's Pity Party, of course. I performed with him. And Suzanne Vega, DJ Yoda.
Suzanne Vega? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I will say I was very excited.
Was this announced beforehand?
No, it was a private, it was not, I don't know if it was private, but it was a benefit.
Got it.
Full of fancy
I was enraged, I didn't know about it.
Well, I don't know if it was private. I will say, I was very much looking forward to, there's an exclamation, Little Miss Morton. I'm still grappling with it. What happened? In all my years of show business, I'd be hard-pressed to meet someone with less interest in speaking to me than Suzanne Vega had.
Were you trying to, like, just chit-chat with her? Or?
No. This may be entirely in my mind. I'm sure she's an absolute delight. I'm told she was very friendly to Bob Odenkirk. And to other people, but as far as Dave Hill is concerned, Suzanne Vega, zero interest in interacting with me. I said, hello, how are you? She looked at me blankly. And then her dressing room was right across from mine, and I kept kind of like trying to make eye contact. I talked to her guitar player. He was a delight, super nice guy. This could all be in my head. I'm not trying to say Suzanne Vega is not an absolute delight. I'm sure she is to other people. But to me, I don't know if she, like, I reminded her of someone she hated or
named Dave.
She simply looked at me and was like, I do not want to talk to that guy. But oh my gosh. It was
Did she do the song?
She did, yeah. She was great. And, you know, I feel like I hope I'm making myself clear. She wasn't mean. I'm just saying
Zero interest.
If I had to make a list of people in my life that I've performed with on bills with, who she would be high up there on people that had zero interest in interacting with me at all. There are other people.
Oh, we had.
I'm not going to go down the list. What's that?
We had a still image of Dez for about 3 seconds, and that's gone now.
We don't know what
he just Dez wrote. Is. I'm lost between worlds. I don't know.
Dez is. This is straight out of Lawnmower Man.
Yeah, Stephen King book.
The movie.
Oh.
Well, it's a book and a movie, I think.
Yeah, but I think the movie's not really anything like the book. It's just like in name only. But
I would like to go on record as saying I've seen the director's cut.
The Lawnmower Man?
Lawnmower Man. And if you want to know human suffering.
Can we do watch party for that?
Good. No, it was truly, you know, and sometimes I'll admit, you know, sometimes I just don't get stuff. Like, what's that thing where the guy has the nails coming out of his head?
Hellraiser. Pinhead.
Hellraiser. Yeah. Pinhead. I saw that movie in the theater. What's the second one? Not Hellraiser 1. I would argue it's called Hellraiser 2.
I believe it's Hellraiser 2 Hellbound. It could be Hellbound Hellraiser 2, though. I really don't remember.
I saw that in the theaters in my... whenever it was, in my youth. And, oh, gosh, I struggled.
Yeah, it's called Hellbound. But, the name of the movie is Hellbound.
And then, I would say...
Hellraiser.
My enjoyment of Hellbound Hellraiser 2 was even less than I enjoyed trying to establish contact with Suzanne Vega.
Was it, did you see a Hellbound on a date?
No, I saw it with my friend Kevin.
Because I was thinking about this. The first date I ever went on, I took a girl to see Candyman 2.
Oh.
And that was the last date with that person.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But you married that girl.
No, I didn't.
Game of Death says the Lawnmower Man. That's exactly right. Lawnmower Man, the director's cut. I have no idea how long it was, but it was definitely was excruciatingly long.
Yeah,
I feel like it took days to get through it.
I can't believe they made a director's cut of that movie, because I remember when it came out and everyone was making fun of it. And then
Lawnmower Man?
Yeah. It was like notoriously, wasn't well received, and I think Stephen King hated it too.
So it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's got 34% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it was aggressively bad.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan's in that.
I want to backtrack. I feel like, you know, it's going to get back to Suzanne Vega. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm shit-talking Suzanne Vega.
People are already talking about it on Twitter, that you have some kind of beef with Suzanne Vega.
I mean, if it'll draw her out... What made it weird is her guitar player, Jerry, this guy from Dublin, couldn't be. And everyone, and she had another guy with her. They were both absolutely delightful. But for whatever, and I put it on myself. How did I fail? What is it about me that made Suzanne Vega just not want to... And I thought, I guess maybe she was that way to everyone. I know she was that way to Puddles, because we've talked about it, even though Puddles doesn't speak.
How about Odenkirk?
But then I heard that she went right into his dressing room and was very friendly and got a photo with him. So I guess I didn't rate in her book. But that's okay. Whatever.
Were you wearing your Suzanne Vega sucks t-shirt?
No. I would never wear such a shirt. I like her. I mean, I used to. I know. I still do. I watched her. I thought she was great. This is a real testament to my separating the art from the artist.
You're going to ask me to edit all of this out. I know.
I might. Tomorrow, I'll probably be like, you know what? No, but like, I was bumming out because I was like, oh, I'm a fan. It's always, you know, I've met so many people in my show business career that I thought, oh, it'll be nice to meet Suzanne Vega. But
yeah. You met Nicole Kidman, didn't you?
I did not. I've never met Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I thought you said you were at a party or something. She was there.
No, I don't think that I've ever met her. Did I say you're thinking about someone else, maybe?
I think so.
I've met all sorts of folks.
Was it Rene Russo? Did you meet Rene Russo?
I have met Rene Russo. Okay, no. I don't know if I met Rene Russo, actually. I remember I was somewhere. I think I did meet Rene. I can't remember.
The she South was like by Southwest at, or something? I vaguely remember.
At Sundance.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
Rene Russo. I can't remember if I met her or she was just asking someone about me. Like, asking, who is this guy walking around? She was a delight, though.
Yeah.
She's the opposite of Suzanne Vega in my mind.
Stop mentioning it. It's going to be a lot harder to edit.
It's going to be so hard to edit it out when I start to feel bad about this. No, I hope if Suzanne Vega hears this, she knows that my only sadness is not having met her. But she probably is like, I'm glad I got out of there without having to interact with Dave Hill. Or as she probably thinks of me, that guy.
I don't know if you're seeing this, but Dez is commenting from the chat because I think he's having internet issues. But he said maybe she was just big-timing you. Maybe she knew exactly who you were.
She may have been big-timing me. I don't know. It was a delightful evening, though. Aside from being repeatedly snubbed by Suzanne Vega, but every single time I tried to interact with her.
How is Bob Odenkirk?
Oh, I've met Bob many times, or several times, I should say. He's an absolute delight, as is Dave Foley, of course.
Oh, Dave, you have, so Dave Foley was there. You didn't mention that earlier.
Yeah, I did. Remember, because you texted me saying how great Kids in the Hall is.
You mentioned it to me. I just mean on tonight. You haven't mentioned that Dave.
Oh, not tonight. No, yeah. And Dave Foley, yeah, he was there, and then So I left and I saw him later and I said, my friend Chris was just telling me how awesome the new show is. So
Dave Foley knows you have a friend named Chris who liked.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it that I had a friend named Chris. He could not believe it.
That's awesome. I'm so happy that the new season's like so good and everyone's loving it because they were just
absolutely
growing up my absolute idols. And the new season's so funny, and it's so good.
They're the best. They're amazing.
I've been corrected. You did mention that Dave Foley was on. Sorry.
I need you to edit out all the Suzanne Vega content. No. Let it stand. Maybe she'll reach out and just be like, hey, Dave, I don't know why I did that to you.
Yeah.
That was weird. And I'll be like, yeah. Anyway, we have, as always, we have an amazing, but though weirdly, I fear Dez is here in spirit on the message boards, but he is caught in sort of a Lawnmower Man alternate reality, I guess, I fear.
He can communicate via chat and... I'll highlight his comments.
This is like the movie Ghost.
Yeah, it is.
Sort of. I mean, I haven't seen the movie Ghost, but I choose to believe it's like that.
You haven't seen Ghost? Really?
I mean, maybe I have. I don't know. How can we know such things? You know what I mean?
It just seems like a movie you would have been really into. I don't know why.
Well, I do love Demi Moore.
Yeah.
I've met Demi Moore.
Ooh.
I think I met Demi Moore like the same. I definitely met her in the same place that I may or may not have met Rene Russo. I can't remember.
Yeah.
No, but it was in the same place. And I chatted with Demi Moore. And gosh, if you think that I didn't hit it off with Suzanne Vega, Demi Moore and I had the opposite experience.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Chatting and laughing it up. We talked about clothes. All of this Suzanne Vega could have had happen, mm-hmm. but she didn't want it. She's just like, no thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks, Dave.
From before.
Whatever. By the way, in the, if I can say Dave from before, now this is my new not lot in life. After calling myself Dave from before on Instagram and TikTok, now, truly, whenever I walk around New York City, someone will invariably stop me and say, "Hey, it's Dave from before." And I gotta say, I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It sort of just kind of adds to my, like yesterday, I went out for a run around town and I was running, but I was at a stoplight, bringing it down. And this guy was standing there, a young fellow, probably in his 20s, smoking a joint. And he says, "Hey, it's Dave from before." And I'm like sweating, running. And I said, "Hey, how's it going?" Yep.
Did he ask you to sign? Did he ask you to sign his phone?
He did not. He did not. I just kept on running. I was running. I didn't have time.
That was Dez.
It was Dez. It may have been Dez.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years. And at the moment, instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And...
Okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
We have an amazing show, I have to say, tonight. I know I've said this before, we're running a little behind by, because I've been complaining about being snubbed by Suzanne Vega for like 45 minutes now. You just don't think that you're going to be snubbed by, this person who you loved their music growing up. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, here we are. We're on the show as peers. I guess I'll chatter up. Nope. Nope, she says. Not happening.
That sucks. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a scenario where I've met someone I was a big fan of and they just kind of brushed me off. But, I mean,
aside from me, I'm the biggest prick in the business. Anyone will tell you that I'm the biggest prick in show business.
I gotta say, running the door at a comedy club, I honestly did not run into any dicks, like celebrity assholes. Everyone was always very kind.
I think most people, in my experience, are quite kind. I could count on one hand. And I'm not adding Suzanne Vega to this hand. No. I'm putting her in a separate category of just unreachable for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe she had something going on. I don't know. But yeah, very short list of people who have been treating me in any sort of negative way. Most people are delightful.
Yeah.
In my experience. I bet Suzanne Vega's delightful, if you can talk to her, which I couldn't. But, whatever. She'll probably find out about this episode, see me on the street, and say, hey, Dave from before, sorry I didn't talk to you for whatever reason, even though you clearly made eye contact with me roughly 50 times.
Game of Destiny. When I met Stan Lee, I could tell he would rather be somewhere else. That's the closest to a snub I ever got.
I could see that.
I mean, also Stan Lee was like 105 when he died. So.
He was getting on in his years. Mm-hmm. We should focus here. Our guest tonight is a hilarious comedian. Now we need to get to the bottom of this because I thought he was in Greece, but apparently he's not in Greece. He's in Los Angeles. We're going to ask him this. He is Stavros Batras, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes, you're pronouncing that correctly.
There he is, as evidenced by the voice you're hearing. Can you turn it up a little bit? Turn your volume up a little?
I got it up.
I
got him up on my end here. We should be good now.
Oh, okay, great. Wait, so Stavros, this is...
Yes.
I usually almost never give in to these tactics. But I made an exception. Because I like the cut of his jib.
The tactics.
Well, usually when people just reach out to me and ask about being on the show, I just, as a point of pride, I just say, no, why would you ask me? You can't be on the show simply because you asked about being on the show. But I just like the cut of his jib, and I said, I'm going to have this guy on the show. Even though normally when someone asks, I put him in a category and I say, no, just because they ask, I will never let them on the show. This isn't true, by the way. I'm just making up rules.
It's kind of true.
It's kind of true. But I told boy criminal Chris Gersbeck, who's spelling his name Gorsbeck.
Yeah. Sorry, I mentioned this earlier today, but it actually is Gorsbeck. It's just pronounced Gersbeck, and I've kind of caved and just gone with Gersbeck this whole time.
Wait, are you serious?
No. Yeah. Yeah, my
driver. Your name has been spelled Gorsbeck this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you spell it G-E-R because you think.
Well, it's pronounced that... Gersbeck. It's not pronounced Gorsbeck.
It's like Wi-Fi code.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's my wife.
I know.
His last name.
But
looks like the Wi-Fi code behind my router for the internet.
Just a bunch of letters.
Well, the thing is, I would pronounce it Gersbeck. I would guess that it was pronounced Gersbeck with an O.
Yeah, but you're...
Wouldn't you, Stavros? I'm a man of letters. Wait, does Stavros have the same delay that Dez has?
I don't think so. I think he's just a second or so behind.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry, I was just making all that up. It's actually Gersbeck. I just was being silly.
All right, Chris, edit this out. Aside from the Suzanne Vega content, where I won't shut up about my ego being bruised by Suzanne Vega not wanting to talk to me for whatever reason, edit that out. No.
People are bad at me.
Yeah, they should be. Everyone's like, why did you do this, Chris? Why have you wasted precious... Life is so short.
I'm sorry.
And here you are, just being an absolute prick. Anyway, let's focus on our guest, Stavros Batras. So are you in Los Angeles or Greece?
No, currently I'm in Greece.
Oh, you are in Greece. Okay. Oh, yes. This is quite a relief. So what time is it in Greece? Like 4 in the morning?
3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. You must be exhausted.
No, to be honest, I've got used to it because of the... I've done stand-up comedy shows on Zoom with that fan and other comedians. And, you know, I've got used to the big time difference.
Nice. So where in Greece are you?
I'm in small town, central Greece. It's called Karditsa.
Beautiful this time of year. When can we come and visit?
My town? Never.
Never. But we want to come and visit. We want to have, what is it, Spanish Copita?
It's a very small town, and it's like a small village. So nothing interesting.
Why can't we come and visit?
Oh, you can come and visit Greece.
We could come. We do shows. We go to Athens.
What, I'll be in a show in Athens in the biggest festival, Color Day Festival.
It's called the Color Hello Dave Festival?
Color Day, not Color Dave.
Okay, I just hear what I want.
If it was Color Dave, it would say Color Dave from before.
Oh, that would be excellent. I would love it. Now, here's my question for you. Well, yeah. This is the question. When I spoke with Chris and I said you were going to do the show, he said, how does he know about what our show is? And I said, that's a very good question. I mean, how did you find out about this show? Because, you know, as amazing and global as this show is, it does have a global audience. I would argue it's not up there with the Joe Rogan show, whatever that's called.
I found it on Eventbrite.
Oh, we're on Eventbrite. This is amazing.
Yes,
this
you
is
are.
Incredible. This is incredible.
All right, it's working.
I love it.
Things are rolling.
This, our plan is working. We're like a fungus, slow but sure. Slow but sure.
It took 3 years of listing the show on Eventbrite every week. And
to finally get Stavros Batras's attention. We finally...
Yes.
A hilarious comedian in a small village in Greece. The Color Dave Festival, where we can finger paint me all day.
Color Dave from before.
I kind of like this idea. It sounds very... it sounds wild, this idea. Finger painting.
Yeah, it's nice.
I would like this. So what do you get up to? What is the name of your town in Greece?
Karditsa.
Karditsa.
Yeah.
And are there comedy shows in Karditsa, or do you have to travel to Macedonia and Athens and things like that?
No. You've got to travel, but the whole comedy scene here in Greece sucks.
It sucks.
We've got, yeah.
Why? In We've what got, way? There's not enough of it, or the quality of the comedy you're not happy with?
As I've watched shows from US, the quality is much lower, and also there aren't any comedy clubs. And in general, stand-up comedy here is not really very good.
So it's maybe more a symptom of just hasn't been going on as long, so it's just not as developed?
I think that they don't give the opportunity to the comedians to, you know, show what they can do.
Mm-hmm. When you perform, do you perform in Greek or English? Or both?
Both. If I perform in Greece, I'll perform in Greek. If I perform in Los Angeles or New York or wherever, I'll perform in English.
Perform in English. Now, I find, in my experience performing in other countries, a lot of times when I watch, say, like when I'm in Norway, for example, I watch all the other performers, and they're all performing in Norwegian, but I can still sort of get the gist of what, or the sort of flavor of what they're saying within a sort of the way like a dog understands conversations. I can sort of get what's going on. So I wanted to test.
So you're like laughing at punchlines you can't understand, right?
Well, or more like I'll be watching someone, I'll be like, oh, this guy's really getting into it, isn't he? He's saying some interesting things, even though I have no idea what he's saying, but you can sense it. And then someone else might be talking, and then you'd be like, oh, they're kind of talking about being on dating apps and things like that. You can still kind of tell, even though you have no idea what someone is saying, you can sense, kind of get the kind of things they're saying.
Yeah.
And you, so I thought, Stavros, are you able to give us a taste of something in Greek? And I can tell you what you just said, even though I do not speak a word of Greek.
Okay, so you want...
except for spanakopita. If you say that word, I'll know that's what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll talk in Greek. I'll perform in Greek. That's what you want?
Just a little. It doesn't have to be long, you know. A few lines. Okay. That's all I need.
Είχα μια πολύ όχι ωραία μεγάλη σχέση και για την επέτειό μας τα 2 χρόνια το μωρό μου από ακόμα το σκέφτομαι και ανατριχιάζω, τζουριάζω είχε πάει Εράσμους, ταξιδάκι και με σκεφτόταν και τα λοιπά, με παίρνει 12 η ώρα το βράδυ χρόνια μας πολλά, μωρό μου, σε θέλω, σε αγαπάω. Εγώ εντάξει εκεί, τρελά. Μου λέει όλα καλά, μωρό μου. Από όλα αυτά που μου είπες, τι όλα καλά. Έχουν τσουρώσει οι ρόγες μου εδώ, έχουν τσουρώσει. Και λέω εντάξει μωρό μου, δεν πιστεύω να κάνεις καμιά τασταλία. Εντάξει, τα πιείς, ξέρω και τα λοιπά, αλλά δεν πιστεύω να κάνεις καμιά τασταλία. Τι είναι αυτά που λες μωρό μου, μου λέει, τι είναι αυτά που λες, σε παρακαλώ, ως εδώ.
Okay, I think I get it. You shit your pants on the bus.
No.
How far off am I? I'm that's close though. You shit your pants on the bus.
No.
That's okay. What were you saying then? I thought
it was a love story. Like what the girl you were talking to before?
Suzanne Vega.
Oh, the
yeah, one yeah, yeah.
Didn't want to talk. Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about my girlfriend. We had an anniversary, 2 years. She
congrats.
Was traveling. No congrats. She was traveling with the Erasmus program. She called me. She told me, "Oh, baby, I love you." You know.
Oh boy.
And I tell her, "Okay, I love you too. Happy anniversary."
Sure.
And I said, "I know you're in a strange place, a new place with new people. Just don't cheat on me." And she was like, "Cheat on you? What are you talking about?" She was so angry. In the next morning, the first thing we talk about is that she cheated on me.
Oh, no.
I never would have.
Oh, thought. Yeah.
But at which point did you shit your pants in the story? when do you shit your pants in the story?
I don't know.
I thought it was about women's breast sizes. That's what I surmised from that, that there was going to be some.
No. I was saying that when she told me that she loves me and all these, you know, horny stuff,
mm-hmm.
My nipples were like, ding.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. man, oh, man. Well, I'm sorry that she cheated on you.
It was an anniversary gift.
Are you guys still together?
No.
You had to think about it.
No, I think, well, I like the version of the story where you shave your hands better. This is a happier ending.
Yeah.
As V. Frankie says, all good things end with shitting your pants.
It's true.
Now, what do you get up to in Greece when you're not doing comedy?
I usually play tennis.
Oh, nice.
But unfortunately, I've got some injuries on my right knee, and also
what happened?
I don't know how. I got it out.
Oh, it came out of his socket or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My ankles, you know, from the foot is like ML, capital.
Sure, yeah.
I broke my ankles, and it was like an L.
You broke both of your ankles playing tennis?
Yeah.
At the same time?
No. With 2 years difference.
Oh, man. That's like a... So do you still play tennis? That's like an alarming... Statistically speaking, I would say you should throw your rackets in the fire, I would say.
Yeah, or get an exorcism at my racket.
Yeah. This is a... Man, oh man. As Des says, maybe tennis wasn't for you, comma, man.
Yeah, no, sports isn't for me. Love isn't for me. What's for me? What's left?
Man, oh man. When are you coming to America next? You've been here before?
No, I have not been. I've talked with a lawyer to help me with my visa. And if my virtual first impressions at Chocolate Sundays goes well, hopefully that would help to get the O visa and be able to travel to the States.
Wait, who's Chocolate Sandy?
Chocolate Sundays, Hollywood.
What's Chocolate Sandies? Wait, are you hearing, Chris, are you hearing Chocolate Sandies?
No.
It said Hollywood.
Wait, didn't you say something that sounded like Chocolate Sandy?
I didn't hear that, but.
Am I hallucinating?
No, you're not.
Wait, what did you say?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Sundays.
Sundays?
Oh, Chocolate Sundays. So he did say it. He said Chocolate Sundays.
Oh.
Wait, what did Chocolate Sundays have to do with anything?
It's a comedy club. And it's got a virtual first impressions. And if you get that virtual first impressions, then you get to perform at the Laugh Factory at Hollywood.
Oh, gotcha. You know, if we could we, Chris, you're the best legal mind on this live cast at the moment, I think.
Okay.
Is there any way we could sponsor Stavros Batras of Greece?
I think you could probably use your appearance on the show as an example of how you perform in the States.
Of greatness.
Proof of evidence, yeah.
Evidence of greatness.
No.
Yeah.
Of soaring with the eagles.
I feel like I've done that before. Like a book, we've definitely booked stand-up comedians at QED. who just needed a reference to say, look, I have work coming up in the States, you know, like a legit, just like a legit booking.
Oh, so. Yeah. I think you did that for a friend of mine before.
I think so. Yeah. Wow.
From England, I think.
Yeah.
As I recall.
Yeah. From, I think that getting a visa from England to America is much easier from Greece to America.
Man, oh man. Well, so is your plan to leave Greece and move to America to do comedy?
Yep. Yep.
Well, if the Dave Hill Good Time Hour can help make that a possibility, you have our full support. Even though we want to come collectively, which is to say me, Chris, and Dez, we all want to come to Greece. We would thrive in that environment. No?
Thrive here?
No, thrive. We would come there. Everyone would want to hang out. It would be like the opposite of what happened with Suzanne Vega. Everyone's going to want to hang out with us. They're just going to be like,
fair enough.
Yeah, let's do it. I was supposed to go to Greece in 2020, and then the pandemic happened. Didn't come together. I was going to do a show in Athens. Finally, the people of Greece would get what's coming to them in the form of me coming there to perform. Oh, yes.
Athens.
Oh, yeah. What is how far are you from Athens?
3.5 hours.
By way the crow flies?
By car.
Oh, by car.
Yeah.
No crows involved.
No.
What's the hockey like in Greece? Senile Handjob asks.
There's no hockey.
I'm more perking up someone named Senile Handjob. There's hockey in Greece. There has to be hockey.
First time chat from Senile Handjob.
She's got a cute name, but I don't think there's hockey in Greece.
Well, Senile Handjob, whoever it is coming with guns blazing with screen name Senile Handjob and asking about hockey in Greece. That's a tremendous amount of heat to be bringing in so few words.
And you were talking about Greece last name? We've got a winner on last names here, Handjob.
Well, that's not a Greek last name, though, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see, what else do I have here? It says here you studied at the Stella Adler Academy. Is this true?
Yes.
What does that entail? What is the Stella Adler? It's a certain discipline of acting.
It's an acting school in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
When the pandemic started, I did an audition. I did perform two contrasting monologues, and they accepted me at the school. And I did four semesters or five.
What is it? What is the discipline? Do they make you cry a lot?
No.
What is that? Meisner, Chris Gersbeck?
I'm not sure, actually.
You know, you wouldn't know this to see my acting on the big screen. You wouldn't know this, but I'm a bit of a wild horse when it comes to acting. I've had very little training. Again, you would never know it. To see me in movies and in television that I've done, you'd be like, well, clearly
you're natural.
This guy's done the work. He's had a lot of training.
You're natural.
But
I
have almost no training. And it, you know, Sometimes I go off the rails.
Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You've done theater, Dave, though, right?
I'm glad you asked, Chris. Yeah, I've done a little theater. Some off-Broadway.
What was acting in a theater like compared to like a film or TV?
It made me... I had fun at first. It made me nervous because like you... I was like, oh, you have to say all the lines the same all the time. And... But then there's a ton of wiggle room within that to have fun and express yourself and be creative. So I really enjoyed it. So I would like to do more theatre.
Theatre.
It's fun to say that way. Have you done any theatre, Stavros Batras?
No. No. No theatre.
Theatre. It's important to pronounce it theatre if you want to, you know.
Like the
word to really excel.
Dave, Dev said you carry drunk bus.
Oh, I don't know about that. It was amazing. Let me be clear. But, yeah, it was.
Greek theater has dropped off, Dev says.
Greek theater. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. So when are you going to come here, Stavros?
Hopefully on August.
You're moving.
If everything goes well at my show.
What do you mean? You have to do a show to prove that you have the heat, the chops?
Yes, it's like an audition, let's say.
Who do you have to audition for?
In order to perform at the La Factory.
Oh, the Chocolate Sunday. I thought you meant like you come here and you have to audition for like at customs or something. Like when you come through customs, you have to... do like this is a monologue from of Mice and Men. Like to break it up for you right now.
We have another question from CNL Handjab, who asked, what does Stavros mean? Or is it just a beautiful name?
It's a good question, actually.
Stavros comes from the word Stavros, which in Greek means the cross.
It means what?
Cross. The cross.
Cross. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that. That is beautiful.
That is Stavros, not Stavros.
Stavros.
Yeah.
So Chris has been pronouncing it wrong this entire time.
No, my name is Stavros.
Yeah, Stavros.
Yeah, the word that we're talking about is Stavros.
Oh, I see.
Stavros. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. God damn it, Chris. Why are you confusing everybody? Now, what does Batras mean?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hopefully, if I succeed, it will mean a lot. But now, nothing.
That's the spirit. That's the answer I was looking for. That's the stuff. I was just anticipating Stavros or Senile Handjob's next question coming down the pike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No questions from him.
B. Frankie has invited you, Stavros, to come to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. You're in for a treat.
Great Lake.
Ooh.
That's exactly right. Lake Erie.
Why not?
Why not, exactly? When you're ready. When you're really ready for the full American experience, you go straight.
The American dream.
Go to Cleveland. That's exactly right.
Yeah. To that great lake.
Man, oh man. So we've just lost Dez.
Yeah. He's only...
I mean, we only have like 2 minutes left, so...
He's only...
It's my sense.
It's the first time we've had one of us on the show, but only in chat form.
It's really something.
Mm-hmm. He's here.
He's, you know, we honor Dez. You know, all we can do is be grateful for the time that we had, mm-hmm. I think. You know... I'm not saying he's dead, but I can't prove that. At the same time, I can't prove he's alive. So, you know.
Said he's like a life ghost.
That's exactly right. Oh my goodness. Well, here we are. We are just about out of time. Stavros Batras, where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me on my Instagram. It's I am Stavrakis. And
that's where I found
on
you. So everyone go follow him. I am Stavrakis. And hopefully he'll be here in Cleveland, Los Angeles, and beyond.
I'll do it. I'm Stavrakis from before.
Yes, exactly. It's all happening. Thank you so much, Stavros. Thank you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Dez. We're all very worried about you. And thanks for everyone watching in the live cast. Thanks to everyone listening in the futuristic podcast format. We'll be back. Probably in the we might be starting to do an every other week format with this show. We're still figuring it out for the summer. I have to tan. I'm giving this testicle tanning a try.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
I'm not. I don't intend, Chris. I'm not legally allowed to do that. We're not going to do that, but we might go a little, do summer hours. We're still figuring it out, but we'll be back in some form next week. Until then, thank you, everyone. Stay street, stay hydrated. Watch your backs, watch your rooftops. Watch the new season of Kids in the Hall.
Oh, God, so good.
There we go. Yes. Thank you, Stavros Batras.
Thank you, too.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.